Spice is nice.
Spice is nice.
648, 62 degrees on our way to 90. It will be summer, hot, and muggy out there today. So keep that fluid level up and seek shade. And we seek information now from Emporia Main Street Director, Casey Woods. Casey, good morning. How in the heck are you?
I am in recovery mode. How are you?
I was going to say, decompressed yet from the big weekend?
More like recompressing for the upcoming weekends. But yeah, it's never a dull moment in the Emporia Main Street office.
No doubt about that. So, yeah, your thoughts on Unbound 2023, what'd you think?
Well, I think Trey Cocking rejected our request to dome the downtown. But beyond that, I mean, we had a lot of people here from all around the country, and I think 43 different nations that fell in love with the area. I know we were able to take some of the different participating vendors and support companies into the fabrication lab, and I think there's some ability to create some growth here with prototyping and some of the different things that we have to offer. You know, if you were in the bike wash world, you made a mint over the weekend. But we enjoyed the event. You know, there's always different things that we can do to improve activities in future years, and we've got a list of some of those different ideas, so we're excited to see what the future has to offer.
Well, the future is bright. We had Ben Sachs and Christy Moen on with us yesterday morning. And yeah, more big things to come. And it just looked like, you know, we had people in here earlier, you know, this year, Casey. It seems like the bikers and the teams are getting here earlier and enjoying a lot of activities through the week. So we can probably see some growth on that front, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think our perspective is we want to make sure that we have some additional room for community involvement, regional involvement, getting those fans in here and that fan base hyped up, whether they're riding or not, whether they're sure. They're just a fan of the sport or not. And I think there's some different ways that we can enhance that, and we're excited to see what the future has to offer.
All right. Well, I don't know if there's even time for a deep breath for you, Casey, at this point. As big activities continue, huh?
Yeah, lots of different things that are coming up. First, I want to thank Network Kansas and all of our different class speakers and supporters for our entrepreneurial activities. Network Kansas just honored Emporia Main Street with the Statewide Innovative Entrepreneurship Education Award. So, we do a lot of different things with the Small Business Development Center and a bunch of different volunteers through Start Your Own Business Class and eTech Startups and Show of Hands and a variety of different activities with incubation and the Fab Lab that are unique to this area. And so we are excited for that award, and thank Network Kansas and all those volunteers for that. We also have our Veterans Banner application process that is quickly coming to a close. So by the end of the month, you need to have your Veterans Banner application in. If you've previously submitted an application, you don't have to apply again. We'll have that on file. But if you've never submitted a Veterans Banner application and you want to participate in the program, we need to have those applications in by the end of the month. We have Pride activities that are going on throughout the next few days, and you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com. Jessica Buchholz has compiled kind of a list of those with the parade and some of the different shows and things that are going on, so you can find that comprehensive list on EmporiaMainStreet.com. We have the Dynamic Dis Open on June 17th. That block party, the Dynamic Dis Open is longer than that, but the block party is on June 17th from 5 to 10:30 p.m. in the 800-900 blocks. So that's a giant food truck festival, a lot of fun with some of the best disc golfers in the world. So you're going to want to come out for that. Fab Lab is hopping with all sorts of new products, and we have some new business enhancement tools, building enhancement tools, with assistance loans and partnerships with other groups for energy assessments and lots of different things going on. So if you've thought about starting or expanding a business or activating some different elements of your building, now's the time to talk to Main Street.
Fab Lab has been busy, and there's some cool stuff coming out of there. There is no doubt about that. And just a shout out to the Fab Lab for the outstanding job they did with our high school area athletes of the year. I mean, they went over the top on that one, so they really look good. Appreciate that. Good
Anything
stuff.
That we can do to shoot laser beams, we're all into that.
Well, you're getting it done. There's no doubt about that. And coming off a huge week with Unbound, and I'll tell you what. Did you have a chance to drive by the fairgrounds at all?
I was pretty locked.
I know you lucked out. I don't know if you skirted there.
Yeah, we had hammocks in my conference room. If that tells you what our week was like, but yeah,
it was just so cool out there. It was a whole new city within a city. Out there, I think over 300 campers, and of course, Emporia State housed over 600. So it was just kind of a cool sight, its own little community out there. But yeah, great week, and more stuff on the way. Casey, keep up the good work, man.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too.
Casey Woods, Director Emporia Main Street, with us here. KVOE Live and Local, 654, 62 degrees. Good morning.
The Lyon County Highway Department is currently seeking both a grader operator for the road crew in Southwest Lyon County and an equipment